Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Hennepin County Sheriff Dawana Witt failed to secure the DFL endorsement at Saturday's county convention, leaving the party without an endorsed candidate in the race. Witt received 58% of the delegate vote, just shy of the 60% needed, before withdrawing after several rounds of balloting. Delegates were divided over her handling of Operation Metro Surge and immigration enforcement in the race for Hennepin County Attorney. Delegates endorsed State Representative Cedric Frazier. When the Special Olympics USA Games get underway, Minnesota won't just be hosting. Hundreds of local athletes will be representing the home team. Spokeswoman Molly Gallatin.
They have been training for years and it's really ramped up lately. I was just at a track and field event yesterday with a couple athletes who tell me that they're training mornings and evenings to get ready for these games. They take it so seriously. It is just like the Olympics.
The 2026 Special Olympics USA Games will be held June 20th through the 26th throughout the Twin Cities. Minnesota farmers could have a big say in the upcoming November midterm elections. Lieutenant Governor and U.S. Senate candidate Peggy Flanagan says farmers are still feeling the impact of tariffs and trade restrictions, and she wants to change that.
My job is to fight to open new markets for Minnesota farmers and to try to repair the damage, you know, that Donald Trump's just reckless and unpredictable trade wars have done to our rural economy.
Flanagan is running against Congresswoman Angie Craig in the August 11th primary for U.S. Senate. And the head of Minnesota's Department of Agriculture is concerned the arrival of New World screwworm in the southern U.S. could have trade ramifications. Commissioner Tom Peterson.
This isn't new for Minnesota, dealing with high path avian influenza for quite a while, having trade stipulations put on, and so we're very familiar with that.
Peterson says it's important for consumers to understand screwworm is not a food safety issue. Canada has imposed temporary livestock import restrictions focused on areas affected by New World screwworm. In other headlines, a reward is now being offered in hopes of solving a decades-old disappearance in Wadena. Authorities say up to $25,000 is available for info in the case of Carla Beth Anderson. The 23-year-old vanished from her Wadena apartment between November 13th and 14th of 1987. No arrests have been made, and she has never been found. Safety needs to be top of mind if you're heading out to travel on one of Minnesota's water trails. DNR Water Recreation Consultant Nancy Stewart.
Making sure you're wearing a life jacket, you're reading the signs, you've checked the maps, people know what time you're leaving, what time you're planning to get back, sort of that check-in that someone knows what your trip plans were for the day.
You can find more info on Minnesota's water trails by visiting the DNR website. And the Duluth Seaway Port Authority is being recognized as a top environmental performer in North America. It earned a score of 3.38 in the 2025 Green Marine Report, leading all U.S. Great Lakes ports and ranking among the best across the system. This is MNN.